Okay, we're learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, and we are starting the second line from the top of Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Asher Beracha Hashem Alekecha. The pasuk says in the parasha of Hanoka that it says Hanik Tanik Loi Mitzoyecha Megorcha Mikvecha Asher Beracha Hashem Alekecha Titin Loi. That Hashem benched you, you should give him. So what do we learn from those words? We happen to be, we just said drashus a little bit from that. That teaches us has to be b'chal bracha and other things like that we learned. But now the Gemara is going to say a different drasha. The Gemara is going to say like this: Yochan l'sparach bayis b'glaloi manikin loi. Maybe you would think that from here it says, from here it's mavuyer in the pasuk that the only time you have to give a nakah is only if your household got a bracha. It multiplied, your household got better. You have more money because of him. Then manikin loi. Loi l'sparach bayis b'glaloi. And maybe if your possessions didn't multiply because of this Eved, maybe Eman Nikoloi, maybe you don't have to give him Hanukkah a present. Tamaloima, double loshen, Hanik, Tanik, Mikol Mokim. In any case, we have to give a Hanukkah, according to Tanakama, even though the house was not in Sparach Beglali. Imkain, Ma Tamaloima, Shevirach, so why is it loshen Shevirach? Hakol, if you have Raka Tainloi, there is an Indian that if you, the minimum is 15 slum. The Fila Ramea, for example. But if Nisparach abayitz v'sfila, the Rash says, you should be meisif on da anaka, you should give a little more than the pasuk if you have a bracha. Now the Lashon of the Gemara, imkei matam aloim asher biracha, is a little bit problematic because it sounds like it's extra. Asher biracha, it says, why is asher biracha? If it's not telling you the dafka and Nisparach as well, why is biracha? And my answer is this. So the Rishash is bothered by this question, and the Rishash asks, that l'chayro, it's not extra, these words. He says, Kasha Hakvaf Ginan Rabbis Kaldava. We used Rashav Racha. That doesn't have to be Dafka Tzayin Garav Yaka. Give me anything. So I know I need a pasuk. So Envet Rishash. That's from the word Asher. But the whole pasuk, the pasuk on the pasuk is what? So saying the pasuk on the pasuk is that Akar Lefiyah Bracha Teilon. Rav Lozman Azari Ogdon Tanakam Amar Dvarim Kiksavam Nisparak Bayis Veglolim Anikoloi. If he has bracha in his house, he give him anaka. It means the minimum 50 slum. Only you only get it if it's Barak Bayis Veglolim. Lone spark bias with Galoi, Ema Nikola, you don't give my knocka. Im came out of a Hanak Tanak, what's the double loshen? Dibra, Taira, Kaloshen, Re'adam. The loshen, Re'adam, a lot of times say double loshen. We find the pasuk a lot of times does that loshen, and there was not a drasha. The Yel Shach is bothered by that, what exactly would be the shear? If he makes 10, you know, 10 cents, then he has to give 15 slama, what's the shear? So he tines that spark bias with Galoi means as long as he makes at least 50, you know, his property goes up at least 15 slum, then he has to, that's called by spark bias with Galoi, and he has to give then the din Hanukkah.
How many did you give him if he runs away? He's not,
no, but could be over the years he was there. Runs away doesn't mean the first day. Could be ran away 3 years later. They already built up a whole empire. So the Gemara Vayit, Tana Rabbanan. The next Gemara is something that we mentioned a few times. Now I'm going to go to all the Makairis of this. Tana Rabbanan. Eved Ivri, Eved Is Aben, Vein Eved Is Abas. Eved Ivri means the first 6 years of Eved Ivri, if his master dies, so he doesn't go free. He has to work for the Ben. But if he has no sons, he only has daughters, who are Yarshim. And his brothers who are Yarshim. The halacha is, he's not mechuyev to work for them, and he goes out free. He keeps his money. Eved Ivri, Eved Is Aben, Vein Eved Is Abas. Only the Ben. We'll see from Drosh's why. Neither one. Amavriya does not work for either one. If his master dies, if her master dies, she's free. Also, also, which means after the 6 years and until Yovel, or Nimka Levachavim, the luck is he does not work for the Ben or the Bas. So the only one really who has a shtickle of Yerusha is a Ben by an Eved Ivri the first 6 years. It makes no difference if it's Mechavetz and Mechavetz. No. That wouldn't meet him. But the Marla Sidi Mars Rosha. Omar. Eved Ivri Oved Es HaBen Ve'ein Oved Es HaBas. Eved Ivri works for the Ben but not the Bas. Not immediately. How do we know? Tana Rabbanan with the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, we mentioned this Rosha before, Agav, on Daf Yudal Ambez, on Yigimel, on Yudal Ambez. Tana Rabbanan. Ve'avodcha Sheib Shonim L'chav L'chav V'lai L'yayrish. Ve'avodcha Sheib Shonim. Works for you 6 years. To you and not to your Yayrish. Maybe even it means only work for you, not for the son. There's another pasuk. It says yavoid. It doesn't say yavoid cha or that work or yavoid loy. It doesn't say that. Sheisham yavoid. Pstam. That's mashma. The Rashi likes of yavoid cha. It sounds like it's even for the yarsha. Hare leven ama. Hamani mekayim yavoid cha sheisham. It's a miyut l'chav l'el yarish. It teaches l'chav l'el yarish. So a ben is, does you do work for the ben if the master dies, but not for the other yarshim. Ma rois or rabbi is a ben, loitzi is ach. So the only tzad over here would be either a ben or a ach, it sounds like, because the ach also, in a certain way, goes b'mokoim the mace. A ben is always brought kar davua, and a ach also is a little bit b'mokoim his brother, because you find by Yibum, he takes over his brother's wife and possessions, he takes over. So you see a little bit that he is considered a, like a b'mokoimoy. So the question is, how do you know the marbe is a ben, b'loitzi is a ach? So Gemara says, I'll tell you what. We find in the Torah that a son is a mokaim the father, legabi yud. Yud means that if a person buys an amavriya, the halach is he can marry her without any more, it doesn't give him a kedushin. Just the avdus alone already is the kedushin, the money he gave for the avdus. Pashas means the money. We'll see more later on about that. And you make yud, you marry. The halach is not only that, you can marry her off to your son without kedushin. So you see, the son is a mock of the father, the yield.
He doesn't marry her, the yield, the son. And then the father dies, she goes out?
No. So no, if you're married, you're married. You're regular married. You need to get now to go out. The other thing is stay achuza. We'll talk about yield at a different time. And the other way the ben is a mock of the av is, stay achuza. What does stay achuza mean? Stay achuza means like this. The loch is, if you're makdish a field, someone's makdish a field, you know, all fields go back to you in yovel. If you sell a field, it goes back to you in yovel. If you're makdish a field, it's not so simple. If you make it hektish, the loch is that you could redeem it anytime. But let's say you didn't redeem it, and the gizbar has nothing to do with a field. He needs money for his basic mikdash. So therefore, what he does is, he sells it. He sells it to Reuven, sells it to Samagai, sells it to Reuven. The loch is that by yovel, it leaves Reuven, but it goes to the kahanim. It doesn't go back to the original owner who was makdash it. He lost his field. He lost his stay achuzah. That's the loch. But if the gizbar sells it to his son, or the son redeems it, or buys it from the gizbar, the loch is, then it'll go back to yovel to the son's father. Because the son is a mokim da'av, in that way it stays in his family. But if a different Yairish redeems it, is goyalit, the loch is, it goes to the kahanim on Yovel. Now, how do we know that? Because there's two psukim also. One pasuk says, v'im lo yigal sasada, then it goes back to the, it goes to the kahanim. And another pasuk says, v'im mochar sasada gizba la'achar, and masra is a diak, la'achar v'lo le'ben. So how do you know it's the ben or the ach? So the Gemara in Erechin has the same type of drasha there, how he knows the ach or ben. We'll come back to that soon. But let's just come back here. We'll come back to that soon. So mar ben yis a ben. The question is, how do we know the ben is a yoyrish of the Eved Ivri and not an ach? So it says mar ben yis a ben shekin kom tachas of the yud v'stei achuzah. Two things. Adarav mar ben yis a ach shekin kom tachas of the yibum. The ach as a maila, he goes mocking the brother yibum. Zok the Gemara, no. Klum yesh yibum mocking mashein le ben. If there's no ben, there's yibum. Ha yesh ben, that supersedes yibum. Yes, ben ain't yibum. So definitely the son is more brakar davu, more important, more part mark of the father than the ach. Adkan the drasha. Now Gemara has a question. Ela taima the ikah pircha. Only because you have the pircha of klum yesh yibum b'makim ben. Halav achi ach adiv. Sounds like without that the brother would be better. But typically, let's learn out the hacha tarti. Here's two yud and steyachuzah. V'hacha chada and by ach is only one yibum. So why do we need this taina of klum? And for the Gemara, stay achuza nam my pirchu the kanafka leilatano. Klum yesh yibum el makam shein ben. Like we spoke out quickly, and if you see Rashi speaks out the psukim, that by stay achuza alone we have the same exact question. When someone else redeems it, if it's the son, we say it goes back to the father. When it's a brother, it goes to the kanim. How do you know that? Because the Gemara has two drashas, and Gemara says one's by a ach and one's by a ben. The Gemara asks the Anarichin, how do you know? Maybe the ach is the one to makam the mock of the brother, and the ben's not. The Mar says, oh, he has yid. So the Mar says, oh, he has yibum. The Mar says, oh, klum yesh, yibum, mokim yesh ben. So really, stei achuza is also from this drasha. So really, it's one against one. It's really yid against yibum, and the only reason why we pass into the way of the son is because of his taina, klum yesh, yibum, el mokim ach. So therefore, that's why it's not really two against one. The only thing, only aura that we would have is that why then did the Gemara say those two things? The Stechuzah is useless. It's not, it's Azel and Adonim. So you have to say, it's like just Agav, but Akaponim, the Iker thing is, that's Yid against Yibum, that we tie in that Yibum is not B'mok and Ben. So now we explain why the Allah of Eved Ivri, Eved is a Ben, B'loi Eved is a Ach. Or it's a bas, the way the Brisa says. Now we're going to go to Amavriya. Amavriya in a verse, lois ben lois bas. Non read Amagrapad Amakra. Va'afla Moscha Tasakin. This is a pasuk that if you don't learn Rashi or Gemara, it's very hard to read. Just read the Targum, it'll be hard when you're Mavasedra. And Re'eh, it says, Lekachta samarzeya. If someone wants to stay, she says, "V'hoya kiyom alecha eved lo etzim imach kehevecha v'espeisecha k'toyv leimach." I love staying here. What does it say in the pasuk? Lekachta samarzeya v'sata ba'azdei v'adalas v'hoya lecha eved olam. You drill his ear by the door, and he's eved forever. And the pasuk ends, "V'af la'amoscha tasekein." Do this also to the amoscha. Now, how do you read this pasuk? It sounds like Amoscha also has Ritzia. That's how you learn Pashtun on the Pasuk. It says, Havaf Amoscha Taskin. I don't know how else to read the Pasuk. Not immediately. Amar Apad Dom Akra, Ba'af La Amoscha Taskin, Hakesha Kosel Nirtza, Zahekas to Nirtza, Ma Nirtza Ina Oibel Ois Bemel Zabas, and we'll see why soon in the Gemara from a Pasuk. Af Amar Vriya Ina Bezla Ois Bemel Zabas. Freight the Gemara, but so far we didn't say that it is a Nirtza by Amasach. We said it's Hukash to Nirtza. Freight the Gemara, Vahila Amoscha Taskin, Lahokidos, is it telling us this Hekesh? Homavoyle, we need it for the following brisa. Like tying him to the brisa. Va'afla moscha tasekein lahanik. You know what va'afla moscha tasekein means? The pasuk pshat according to the Gemara means going back on the psukim before that about hanaka. A oma gets hanaka also. At oima lahanik or ena el ritzia. Maybe it's telling that it's a ritzia by omavriya. Because shoimem oima yoima eved. The pasuk says in parashas shvatim oima yoima eved. And we have a diak ha eved lo omavriya. A re ritzia omer that's not shaykh by isha. So what's the question? The question is, "Va'afla moscha taskein teaches us hanaka." So how do you know it teaches us the halacha of that va'afla moscha means that you don't work for the sun by misa'adon? It's like we're saying, it's like a nirtza. How do you know to learn both drashas? So Gemara says because it's the extra word. Imke nichte ukra la'amoscha kein. Just say afla moscha kein if you want to say hanaka. My tasa. Why is the word tasa? It teaches both things. Two things. First of all, there's hanaka. And second of all, it does not work for the master. So this pasuk, the kachas are safe. Afla taskin means going back on hanaka. Look at Rashi and Chumash there. Rashi says, Ba'afla mas taskin hanikla, yocha afaritzia. So he says, but he brings down this Gemara, and it's a free, that it can't be that it's going on nirtza. So, yeah. We just said that Amavriya is hukus l'nirtza. Hanir l'nirtza does not work for the ben obas. Nirtza d'chsiv, the pasuk says, v'rotza adoinav ozloi b'amartzeya v'avodoi lo'olam. And the loshon v'avodoi lo'olam, dafke his eved lo'olam, lo'yaz ben lo'yaz abas. Samiyat. And that's how we know by nirtza does not work for anyone, not for the son or the daughter or any other yarish. Nimka l'vichav minayin. Mechizka makra, it says in the pasuk by Nimka l'akim, where everybody is sold to akim, it says, v'chishavim kainehu. You work out, when you go out, you work out the money with the kaneu, v'loyim yarish kaneu. You don't work anything out with yarish kaneu, there is no din that you work for the guy. So it sounds like that you need a miyat. Basically, there are yarshim for a guy, but you don't work for a guy. So that's the next Gemara. It segues to the next Gemara. Amar Rava, Dvar Torah Oivichavim Yerishus Aviv. It must be from here we see that Minat Torah, there's a Dinda Raisa, that a guy is Yerishus father. Shanem Avachishim Kaneyev Loim Yerishu Kaneyu. That we say there's a miyat that the Evadiv is not work for the Yerishim. Mechlal, the Islo Yerishim. It's Mashma, the Is Yerishim. So Klaa, Rava says, by the way, you should know a guy is Yerishus father. Once you mention Yerusha, we're going to mention other halachas of Yerusha. What about Ager? Ager is a cotton chanel dummy, and his father was a multimillionaire, a guy. Is he Yerush his father? So it says in the Gemara, Ger is a rechavim, ain't a medivri taira, el medivri seifrim. And we're going to prove it. That minat taira, there's no Yerusha. Why? He's a new person. He's not Yerush's father. But medivri seifrim, we'll see why in a second. Medirabonon, there was a second, that there is a din Yerusha. There is a din Yerusha for the ger. We'll see why in a second. The Tanya, what's the raya, the Tanan, what's the raya that's not a deraisa de Girusha? The Tanan. Ger v'rechavim, there's a ger and his brother who stole a guy, their father died. So it says there, so Yarsha is avi v'rechavim, the Yarsha is their father, who's a guy. So ger yachalem v'rechavim, you take the avodah zarah, I'll take the money. And we're splitting the stuff, you take the avodah zarah, I'll take the money. And it's not considered that I'm having anah from the v'rechavim. Why? Because it's not a real Yerusha. It's only Rabbanu. You can say Talat Yayin Esach Badi Peiros, but Meshabol or Shus Ger is Aser. But once he got everything, now he split it. That's a problem. V'Sakad Achad Daraisa. If it's Daraisa the Yerusha, Kaloy Bol Shus Nami because Shakal Chaluf Evechavim is Shakal. You're taking the Chiluf Evechavim. So Ella Medrabbanon. It's Medrabbanon. The whole thing is only Rabbanon. We'll say in a second one. I just want to speak out that Lachar, what happened to Breira? What's the problem? Even if it's a real Yerusha, what's the problem if I say, I'm going to take the money, you're going to take the, you go, you're going to take the Vizchavim? What's the problem? It's Breira. So it's the different tutsim. Some Rishonim say that you can't say Breira when it's different items, because every item is all falling to us. So if you split the Avodah Zarah, that could be Breira. But you Avodah Zarah, me money, it's not Breira. Breira means my Freya, this is all we're supposed to get. It doesn't make sense that we're supposed to get the option to get money. That doesn't make sense. In something that could be split, so then we could say Breira. That's some Rishonim answer. I and the Rishonim will talk about the Breira. But Akapana, what do we see from here? It's not the Arais de Gerusha.
What's
you said
a
guy
is.
What? A guy is a Yarish, yeah.
A guy
is. Yeah.
When their father died, the guy was there, everything in their
right. Right, everything, right.
So how does the
guy
take anything?
I mean, the guy can take money, why not? It's not chiluf anything. They could agree nicely to get the money. I mean, the Rabbani have Yerusha. It's not like a chalipin of the Avodah Zarah. If everything's Yerusha and the Raisa, so we're all equal, and now I'm saying, let's make a split. You take that, I'm taking this. So it's a chalipin. I'm getting hanah from Avodah Zarah. By you taking Avodah Zarah, I'm taking money. But here, really, the Goy can take everything with the Raisa. So in the Raisa level, the Goy has everything. The Ger is getting with the Rabbanon, so he's getting Matana with the Rabbanon. Yeah, Matana from the Ger, yeah. Elam with the Rabbanon. What's the reason? Why do they make the Rabbanon? Gzeru the Avodah Rabbanon, so Yachzal Asuroi. It's a very simple reason. That the Ger's father is a very wealthy person, and he dies, and he doesn't get any money. He's going to say, you know what? I want to become back a guy. So therefore, we misak in that he should get the Rusha. Taisus is bothered. Look at Taisus Elad. And Taisus is bothered. What does that help? Look at Taisus Taima. Hamay Yachzal Asuroi. What's going to help? Hamayachis guy, Kachnael Dami. Vim Yachzal Asuroi. Yesterday, Yisrael Mumur. What's going to help going off? He's going to be Yisrael Mumur. He's not going to get his Rusha. He's still not going to help. And for twice is what you're thinking, probably. He'll think that he'll go back because he thinks he's going to get a Rusha. He's not such a big time chacham yet. He just became a ger, so you know he doesn't know. He thinks that he'll go back, be a guy. He'll be a guy. So that's why we don't want him to go back, or maybe just don't want him to be upset. Whatever the reason is,
twice. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, right. I know. Lost Hashem Yachzal Asuroi. It's not like that. Right, don't become again. Right, yeah. So maybe don't become again. We can try to discourage them. Yeah. Yeah. Tanya Naina Mahakya. Bring a raya that's the Rabbanim. Tanya Mahakya on that Mishnah that says Gerva Chavim, it says like this. The Medvar Murim Kishi Yarshu. The whole idea that you're allowed to split it like that way is only when Yerusha, because we say it's on the Rabbanim. A Mishtatvu is Aser, but you did a Shutvis, it's Taka Aser to do. Period. Let's just see another line or two. Oyva Chavim is Sager, Vager is Sager, Ainu Loim Vidivir Torah, Veloim Vidivir Seifim. We just said a ger is Yerush's father, a guy. But a guy is not Yerush a ger, and a ger is not Yerush a ger, not Medir Tarin of Reserve. There's no Rabban on that. There's no reason for that. There's no Rabban on that. The Tanya, Loiva Moyes min Hager, Shinesgai, Loiva Moyes min Hager. You borrow money from my ger, Shinesgai, born of Imai, and they have children also became Gerim, but they're not related because it's Kachnoel Dami, everyone. The Loch is, Loyachsul Abano, you shouldn't give it back, you don't have to give the Halva back to the children. Vim Hichse in Ruach Chamanechemenu. What Rashi explains in Ruach HaMeir means Ein das chacham neicha aleim b'maisav kolim emech zikal le'toyva. You don't have to do it. They won't even be like you're not even doing chacham a favor here. There's no reason to give the children the money. If you want, you can do it, but there's no reason to do it. It's not like they'll be happy or you're doing the right thing. There's no darbana whatsoever to give the children money. Frank Demar about Tanya Ruach HaMeir neichamenu. The Bryce says yeah. Like Kasha Kancha Ross Leishav Kedusha. One's a case where the children were born for complete goyim. The other case. That's the Ruach HaMelech, and we'll end with this. But a case where a child was born Jewish, at least from the Leda, not from when he was conceived, so he's not a real Yid, he needs a Geiris, but it'll get mixed up with Yisrael Gomer. And there, Ruach HaMelech, they should pay them back, because it get mixed up with Yisrael Gomer. What's wrong? Right.
The child,
they're saying that's a shaila made because the mother's geris works for the child. Shaila told Uri Arachimai, but yeah, the part you do need passion, need a geris, yes. So, end of here, tomorrow we'll discuss more about Yerusha a little bit.